Alexander the Coppersmith. 2 Timothy 4:14. Alexander the Coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works, of whom you be aware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. This is an example in the New Testament scriptures in Timothy of accountability over people who have been warned and that withstood the words, and that others in the body of Christ are to be careful of these people. Servants of the vineyard. Matthew 21:33. Hear another parable. There was a certain householder which planted a vineyard and hedged it round about and digged a winepress in it and built a tower and let it out to a husbandman and went into a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandman that they might receive the fruits of it. And the husbandman took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. The last of all, he sent to them his son, saying, they will reverence my son. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir, come, let's kill him, and let's seize on his inheritance. And they caught him and cast him out of the vineyard and slew him. When the Lord, therefore, the vineyard comes, what will he do to those husbandmen? They say unto him, he will miserably destroy those wicked men and will let out his vineyard to other husbandmen, which shall render him the fruits in their seasons. And Jesus said unto him, did you never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth fruits thereof. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. But on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spoke of them. And they sought to lay hands on him, but they didn't. They feared the multitude, because they took him for a prophet. Now here Jesus openly speaks in parables about the wickedness of the leadership and about wicked people, is what Paul spoke about also. Mark 12, and he began to speak to them by parables. A certain man planted a vineyard and set a hedge about it and digged a place for the wine fat and built a tower and let it out to the husbandmen and went into a far country. And at the season he sent to the husbandmen a servant that he might receive from the husbandmen the fruit of the vineyard. And they caught him and beat him and sent him away empty. And again he sent to him another servant. And at him they cast stones and wounded him in the head and sent him away shamefully handled. And again he sent another. And him they killed, and many others, beating some and killing some. Having yet therefore one son, his well-beloved, he sent him also last unto them, saying, they will reverence my son. But those husbandmen said upon themselves, this is the heir. Come, let's kill him, and the inheritance shall be ours. And when they took him and killed him and cast him out of the vineyard, what shall therefore the Lord of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the husbandmen and will give the vineyard to others. And have you not read the scripture? The stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And they sought to lay hold on him, but they feared the people, for they knew that he had spoken the parable against him. And they left him and went their way. And again in Luke 20:9, then he began to speak to the people this parable. A certain man planted a vineyard and led it forth to husbandmen and went into a far country for a long time. And at the season he sent a servant to the husbandmen that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard. But the husband beat him and sent him away empty. And again he sent another servant, and they beat him also and entreated him shamefully and sent him away empty. And again he sent a third, and they wounded him also and cast him out. And then said the Lord of the vineyard, what shall I do? I will send my beloved son, it may be They will reverence him when they see him. But when the husbandmen saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, this is the heir. Come, let's kill him, that the inheritance may be ours. So they cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. What, therefore, shall the Lord of the vineyard do to them? He shall come and destroy these husbandmen and shall give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, they said, God forbid! And he beheld him and said, what is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. Whosoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. And the chief priests and the scribes the same hour sought to lay hands on him. And they feared the people, for they perceived that he had spoken this parable against them. Now, the point of this is that servants do the will of the master, and when they act wickedly, they will be dealt with according to their behaviors. Luke 8:9, then came to him his mother and his brothers and could not come at him for the press. And it was told him by certain which said, thy mother and thy brothers stand without desiring to see thee. And he answered and said unto them, my mother and my brothers are these which hear the word of God and do it. They bring forth fruit of repentance. Mark 3:1. Then came his brother and mother standing without, said unto him, calling him, and the multitude said to him about him, and they said to him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren without seek for you. And he answered and saying, who is my mother or my brothers? And he looked around about on them which sat, and he said, behold, my brothers and mothers, for whoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother. Matthew 12:6, while he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brothers stood without, desiring to speak to him. Then one said to him, behold, your mother and your brothers stand without, desiring to speak with you. But he answered and said to them, who is my mother and who are my brothers? And he stretched forth his hands towards his disciples and said, behold, my mothers and my brothers, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother.